Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 122. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals. I'm your host, Jacob Ayers. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I'm so glad you're here. Today we have a fun topic planned, but first I want to give a shout out to a 5-star review in iTunes. This 5-star review comes from Memphis Gentleman and it says, "Real info you can use. Thanks, Jacob, for these real tips and strategies for growth." Well, hey, thank you all for the great reviews. I'm so glad you're getting value from this show. If you've been listening along and like what you hear or have anything to comment or mention on, please go over and leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on. It would mean a lot to the show. Well, today our topic stems around one of growth, abundance, and expansion. Yes, we want to grow our wealth, achieve financial freedom, and have an abundance mindset. But today's topic is really derived about how we value our resources. See, we all have the same limiting resource, but many people think that limiting resource is money. It's not money. Money is abundant. Money is plentiful in the world. But rather, time is scarce. Time is a limiting resource. You only have so much time. Everyone only has the same 24 hours in a day and a limited time in their life, so you have to make the most of your time by using money. Well, that leads to our Friday Fundamental this week. This week's Friday Fundamental is live abundantly now. As our friend Keith Weinhold says, the abundance mentality is scarce and the scarce mentality is abundant. This is so true. On the surface, this sounds simple, but we're going to dive into this and explore how to live abundantly now. Even successful entrepreneurs and sophisticated real estate investors can lose sight of this. Now, I don't want you to try to sacrifice, skimp, and shrink your way to wealth. In fact, it's not even possible. But there's something ingrained in our DNA that says to do those things. The basics we take for granted today haven't always been so certain for our ancestors and even still a large part of the world today, like food, shelter, clean water, much less wealth, success, and a life of prosperity. Now, as a loyal listener of the show, you understand that you, yes, you are capable of living a life of abundance. But are you living abundantly now? After all, that's the point. If not now, then when? A life of abundance doesn't start once you've quote-unquote made it. It doesn't start after you've become successful. It starts today. Living abundantly is just as much a mindset as it is a lifestyle. In particular, real estate investors tend to be guilty at postponing the abundance mentality under the premise of saving for that next deal and building an empire. Live abundantly now. Embrace the abundance mentality in your day-to-day life. If you start thinking abundantly, you will start acting abundantly, and then you will live abundantly. Now let's look at some ways in which you can live abundantly now. Reward yourself for small wins. Every time I close on a new rental property, I like to go on a short trip. Living abundantly doesn't have to be extravagant. You can live abundantly and not break the bank. For example, you could take a midweek getaway to remind yourself of what having freedom feels like. Want to explore a local national or state park? Pick up and go do that. By doing the things you like, you're reminded why it is you work so hard towards building a life you want. Another way is to go to conferences. I know this may sound strange, but at conferences, you network with all different types of people who can remind you that there is so much success in the world. So next time you see that conference advertisement, go check it out and network, meet new people, and grow and expand your mindset. Living abundantly doesn't necessarily mean posting videos of your three different supercars, taking luxurious vacations, and donning a collection of expensive watches. Living abundantly can mean living a life you want without any limits. Think abundantly, act abundantly, and live abundantly. But don't stop there. Encourage others to do the same. Not everyone shares this mentality. Remember, the abundance mentality is scarce. It's up to you to create a life of abundance for yourself. Remember, there's no ceiling to your success. So get out there and engineer a lifestyle you deserve filled with abundance. Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. I really hope you're getting value from these short episodes. If you like them, please let me know by leaving a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on. For more information, resources, and to connect with me, visit www.jacobayers.com. Till next time, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.